great to take the time and the opportunity to go a little bit deeper and think and process and reflect on the teachings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, especially in light of some of the challenges, the life challenges that people have experienced over the past period of time, which thank God we're starting in different ways at different levels to emerge from. But in thinking about the teachings of Rabbi Nachman, which are really super deep and far beyond my comprehension, there's one dimension of Rabbi Nachman that stands out in one of many things that's unique to his Torahs and his perspective, is the role of stories. Rabbi Nachman, at the end of his life, said that, I want to now share my Torah with you in the form of stories. Now, keep in mind that Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, he died so long ago. He died when Abraham Lincoln was 1 year old. That's the frame of reference that we're dealing with here. And yet, the stories of Rabbi Nachman continue to be retold and re-examined. And he viewed stories as a medium for conveying maybe the deepest Torahs that he wanted to convey. So this is one such canon of stories. It's a small selection called The Tales of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov. This is translated and annotated by Rabbi Steinsaltz, if you're looking for some. If you want a couple of others that don't appear in that, this is Rabbi Arya Kaplan's book on Hasidic masters. So he has a few of Rabbi Nachman's stories in here. But Rabbi Nachman took folk tales, he took fairy tales, he invented his own, and he crafted them to teach very, very deep Torahs and very, very, very deep teachings of what he wanted us to understand. And so what I'd like to think about tonight is the notion of stories and how we relate to the idea of a story and how it can help us deal with or think about or frame some of the life experiences that we have, especially those that are challenging. So to do that, I want to focus on one line that Rabbi Nachman writes that he taught in Likutei Moharan. So Likutei Moharan is a collection of Rabbi Nachman's teachings that he gave over to his student, Rabbi Nosson, who was his principal Talmud and scribe. And Rabbi Nosson redacted this. This was during his lifetime. But then many other teachings that Rabbi Nosson put to paper. But this was published in Rabbi Nachman's lifetime. This is from the first section, Likutei Moharan, in the first section. In Torah Samach Aleph, this is the Torah's range very greatly in terms of length. This is a very relatively long Torah. So in Os Hey, in the fifth subsection, he has a comment. He says that Mikol Machlokes Nasa Sefer. That's the line. Mikol Machlokes Nasa Sefer. From every debate, every quarrel, emerges a book, a volume. He's talking before this about machlokas, about differences, and water, mei meriva, water represents machlokas. Plugta, palge mayim, peleg elokim mole mayim. And then he just drops this line, that from every machlokas is nasa sefer. So what do we understand from that line? What does Rabbi Nachman want us to understand? That from every machlokas emerges a sefer, a book. So on the simple level, he tells us, ki ha-machlokas hi she'ilo v'kusha. A machlokas, a debate, is a parry, right? It's a question and an answer. It's a back and forth. She'makshin v'sho'alin olav. That a person asks and inquires, v'hushav v'tshuva, and he responds. That's how you answer the question, the challenge. So machlokes is this back and forth, this challenge. Comes out that it turns out that it's a sefer of shailos and tshuvas, of asking and answering. That's what Rabbi Nachman says, that machlokas is the creative force from which a book emerges. And al pipashas, that means a book of shailos and tshuvas. So you go to a library, you'll find the response of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Moshe Sofer in the 19th century. So that is a form of she'ilo tshuva, asking and answering. So that's the idea. From every machlokas comes a sefer. So what does he want us to understand from that? Rabbi Nachman, as we said before, told many sipurim. We're going to come back to this word, which is the root samach pei resh, a few times tonight. So Rabbi Nachman, we said that he told a lot of sipurim, a lot of stories. But the truth is that Rabbi Nachman is not the first person to emphasize the role of stories. In fact, you could argue that on the most pivotal night of the year when we are focused on transmitting everything that we have received to the future generations, the Torah gives us one charge. What are we supposed to do with that Masorah? We're supposed to tell it as a story. There is a mitzvah of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, of telling the story of the Exodus. Even though all year round it's Vishinantam Levanecha, that we should sharpen it for our children, but on the night of the Seder, it's a mitzvah L'saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a mitzvah of Sipur, of telling a story. And not only that, V'chol Hamarba L'saper Harez Meshubach. The more you tell, the more grand it is. Every night, in a little bit, we're going to say Mincha and Ma'ariv, we're going to recite Kriya Shema, and we're going to have a mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're going to take a little check mark and remind ourselves that there is Yitzias Mitzrayim. But that Zechira is really just building off of the main initial experience of Sipur. You're not going to every night tell the whole story, so you just drop a little hint. But the main essence of that experience is a sipur. It's a story. And the Torah itself, when the Torah wanted to roll out the origins of the Jewish people, our spiritual DNA, where it comes from, how it's woven together, it gave it to us in a story. The mysteries of creation, which Rav Kook points out, are impossible to really understand what they actually mean. What does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in 7 days, and how that, but it's told in a story. So the idea that stories are significant goes way back to the fabric of the giving of the Torah and the transmission of the Torah. So Aleph, we want to understand, what does it mean that from every machlokas, Rabbi Nachman teaches, emerges a sefer? Number two, how do we understand the significance of Rabbi Nachman's stories and the role of storytelling in Yadus and in our lives, as we see that they are central to the Torah experience? And lastly, there is the pasuk that we're going to focus on tonight in a significant way. The pasuk tells us in Bereishis, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the book of the events or the chronicles or the happenings of man. And then it goes on to explain, B'yom B'ro at HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and blah, blah, blah. But the introduction of that caught the eye of the Bali Medrash, of the great rabbinic sages. These sages looked at those words and they said there are many different, deeper and deeper levels of meaning. And that's what Medrash is about. It's about taking a verse and finding the meaning between the lines or between the letters. So that verse, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam, if I told you it was significant, you would say, okay, Shkoyach, it's significant. I got it, right? Well, how significant is it? If someone were to play a game and say, we surveyed 100 random people walking on the street here in West Rogers Park, how significant would this pasuk be? Well, let's play the game in the reverse. Some of you are familiar There is a tradition that there was a group of sages who are cited in the introduction to a book called Ein Yaakov. Ein Yaakov is a collection of teachings based on the homiletic sections of the Talmud. And they debated what is the most important pasuk in the Torah. Any of you familiar with this debate to the beginning of the Ein Yaakov? What is the most important pasuk in the Torah? Familiar with this debate? Some say, Rabbi Akiva says, V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. Others say it's Es hakeves echad tasa baboker, one sheep in the morning, one sheep in the afternoon. This is very good if you're giving a talk on consistency. So you've got to quote this beginning in the Ein Yaakov. It's quoted as a medrash, but I'm not sure where that medrash is. It's quoted in the beginning of the Ein Yaakov. So you look there are a couple of options. But you wouldn't believe this. In the Bereishis Rabbah, on this pasuk, it quotes Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'Torah. Well known. Rabbi Akiva says, the fundamental key principle of Torah is V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, loving your fellow like yourself. And guess what? Ben Azai disagrees. Ben Azai Omer, ze sefer toldos Adam. Zeklal Gadol B'Torah. Would have never guessed that in a million years. Right? Darshani, what is he telling us? Zeklal Gadol B'Torah, that the Pasuk says, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam. This is the book of the happenings of man. So what's going on over here? This is the third Asik. So apparently, there's such a thing as a Sefer Toldos HaAdam, a book, and the Medrash describes that there is a book that the Ribono Shel Olam has. It's a divine book that chronicles all of history from the beginning until the end. And it's one long book. And everybody's found in that book. All the individuals, all the events, all the historical phenomena. There is this very long book, there's a Sefer Toldos HaAdam. And the truth is, even within Sefer Toldos HaAdam, there is the Sefer Torah, which tells us the history, the chronicles of the world from Bereishis until we stood at the precipice of Eretz Yisrael. And then you have Sefer Yehoshua, and you have the Nevi'im Rishonim, Nevi'im Achronim. There is a Sefer, there is a story of history. And if you look at that historical arc, it doesn't really make one shape. It's kind of like a weird, I don't know what, like a microwave delta ray something, right? Like, we start off that the Ribono Shel Olam, we begin in the Gan Eden, and then we end up expelled from Gan Eden because of a little incident involving a fruit that was either a grape or a wheat. It was not an apple, but it was something. And then we kind of try to dig ourselves out of that hole. And then we have a brother who kills his brother. And that's not really... And then, you know... So then we build a civilization that doesn't really go right. And then Avraham Avinu shows up and he raises and then he ends up down. And you see the story. It's not an arc of history in a traditional sense. There's an arc. There's a Sefer Toldos HaAdam, right? There is a beginning of the story, and then there's the end of the story. And as Rav Kook understands, the entirety of this arc is constantly unfolding from the beginning of the Toldos HaAdam until the end. But in the middle of that story, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of things that are challenging. There are a lot of things that are mysterious. Some of those episodes in the Sefer Toldos HaAdam, the Medrash in different places even struggles to understand them. Like, why would it be that Yehuda would follow some woman on the side of the road at a rest stop, at a truck stop? Like, why would he do that? Where did that story go? Vayered Yehuda me'ezechav. And then you see another story about how Yosef is at the mamish, the nadir, the bottom of the pit, and then all of a sudden he becomes the viceroy, like mamish, in 10 seconds. It's like, these are fantastic stories. There's so many twists and turns of the plot. It's dizzying. It's also sometimes a little bit stomach upsetting right? There are a lot of things that... So there's an Avos to Reb Nosson. The Avos to Reb Nosson is like a parallel to Pirkei Avos. And he says that when it says that the Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam Harishon, he created Adam Harishon in a way that he was shakul, he was equivalent, kechol ma'aseh bereishis, the entirety of creation. Or, like the Medrash in that same section in Bereishis Rabbah just a little bit earlier, it says, b'shah shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Adam Harishon, when God created Adam Harishon, melo kol ha'olam kulo bara'o, he created Adam Harishon, filling the entire space, mi mizrach l'mayrav. What does it mean in the Medrash that God created Adam Harishon from the east to the west, filling the whole space? What it means, perhaps, is that this whole Sefer, from the beginning of time till the end of time, Zeh Sefer told us Adam, from one end of the world to the other end, is actually encapsulated in Adam, in a person. Every person is a full Sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's the entirety of history. Each one of us, Ze Sefer Toldos Adam, each one of us is a Sefer Toldos Adam. And it's not just that you have a beginning of your life, a middle of your life, and an end of your life. It's not just that you have a story. Your story is, because you are an Adam, a descendant of Adam Arishon, a miniature version of Adam HaKadmon, so your story is the entirety of Sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's the full gamut. There's an Israeli singer. He's very popular, and it's astonishing because he's popular all across Israel on every radio station, religious and primarily secular. His name is Hanan Ben Ari. You're nodding. You've heard of Hanan Ben Ari. Great musician. He's like a modern-day poet. He and Yishai Ribo are the two religiously influenced, spiritually inspired, you know, big time, you know, also Natan Goshen, but... So Hanan Ben Ari, he has a song. It's kedai to listen to this. He says, Gam ani choleim kmo Yosef. I also dream like Yosef. V'gam osi samu babor. They also put me in the pit. He says, all the things that happened in history, they happened to me. I don't know if he knows this medrash of Zeh Sefer told us Adam, but that's what he means. V'gamani, and he goes, I also had this, and I had that. You look at the stories in Tanakh, and you see these cataclysmic events, and every person, their own life, and their own Sefer, has moments of that type of crisis. So different people, Gamani says, Over Mabul, says, I also experienced a flood. I don't just mean like in our basement in Skokie, where Gamani, Over Mabul, Baruch Hashem. We go through mashberim, crises, when we feel like we're in a pit, gamol si samu babor, but then we have triumphs. To realize that everything that it says in Sefer Toldos HaAdam is my Sefer Toldos HaAdam, I contain all of that. That's my story. The word Sipur and the word Sefer are the same thing. So the story is the book. The Sefer told us Adam is the Sipur. That's the story. What does he say? Uchmo David ani osem mizem mizmor. Just like David HaMelech, I make a mizmor out of my life. David HaMelech, what is the Sefer of Tehillim? It's a Sefer of ups and downs, of triumphs and challenges and failures and rejection and rebuilding and reconnecting. It's exactly that Sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's the full arc of his life with all of the vicissitudes and the great accomplishments. So Rabbi Nachman writes later in the Likutei Maran Tinyana in Ayin Gimel, he's talking about Tshuva, and of course he's talking about David HaMelech, who was established, who was Hekim Ola Shel Tshuva. He says, Shekol Echad Kefi Mashehu, every person, Yochol Limso Es Atzmo B'soch Sefer Tehillim. We can find ourselves in the Book of Tehillim. Gam ani osem izem is more. Because some days we can find ourselves in the Book of Tehillim of Ashrei Yoshev Veisecha. We feel inspired, we feel at the top. And sometimes we feel like Bevo Elov Nasan Anavi Kasher Baal Basheva. We did something that we really should not have done, Mamish. And the Navi, that little voice in our ear from our neshama is telling us, Nunu, Be'emes, it's pasnished. You didn't know. It's beneath you. We find ourselves in that book, in that sefer, because the sefer of Tehillim, that full range of emotions and experiences, that's the sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's the time that we complained in the desert when we had what we needed, but we were looking for a little more. It's the time that we stood at the mountain and we were really lit up, excited, on fire. The sefer Toldos HaAdam, we have it all. It's in all of us. So Rabbi Nachman points out elsewhere, not here, which I did not realize, that the gematria, the numerical value of the word sefer, and the numerical value of the word shame is the same. 340. I did the math just to check. What is a shame? It's your name, it's your identity, it's your sefer, it's your book. It's your story. So each one of us, there's a Natan Alterman, who was a secular Israeli poet, L'kol Adam Yesh Shem. Every person has a name. You have an identity. You have a sefer. You have a sipur. That's why Yitzias Mitzrayim, Rav Soloveitchik, Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik explained, Yitzias Mitzrayim is about telling a story, because if you're unfortunately an Eved, you don't have your own story to tell. You don't have a narrative. You're not really an Adam. But each one of us, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam, you have a Sefer, you have a shame, you have a name, you have an identity. And that Sefer, that Toldos HaAdam, it's going to be complex. Now we can understand, perhaps why, for Ben Azai, Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam is the Klal Gadol in Torah. Because to look in the mirror and realize, I have a shame, I have a name, I have an identity, I have a Sefer, I have a book, and that sefer is a sipur. It's a story. But it's a sefer Toldos HaAdam. It's a sefer that includes being at the bottom in a pit and includes standing looking at the land of Israel. It includes, you know, conquering Baal, inner demons, and it includes, you know, maybe some unflattering moments. It's all part of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. And so we have to understand that we each have that sefer. It's unique to us. We have our own shame and our own sefer, but that sefer, it's not just part of the continuum of Toldos HaAdam. It's the whole Toldos HaAdam. That whole sefer Toldos HaAdam of Mizrach L'Mayrav, the whole thing, it's within each one of us. We have it all. We have the Yaakov and Yosef and Yehuda and Reuven. We have all of it in our experience. And maybe that's why this process of going up and going down, of struggling, of moving back and forth, it's why the word sefer has two other layers of meaning, perhaps. Because the word sefer is the same word as the word sfar, which means a border. So, for example, the Gemara says in Erevin that if you have an ear that is on the Sfar, if you have a city that is on the edge of Israel, you have to take higher military and security precautions, because if enemies are able to breach the Sfar, the border, then the rest of the country is vulnerable. So it's nafkamina for Hilchas Shabbos, and what you can do to save that village on the Sfar, on the edge. The word Sfar, Samach Pei, it's like Sof, it's the end. So sometimes your story, it feels like it's mamash at the end. It feels like the sefer, it's over. It's at the sfar, it's at the edge. But the word saf also means something else besides sof. Sof means end. Saf also means, it means the threshold, which in a certain sense is actually a beginning. It's an entryway, it's an invitation. So your sipur can be a sof. You can feel like there is an end point here. I have to let go of something. And that might include mourning for something, mourning a loss. Because that sof, that sfar, that edge can be painful. Yaakov Avinu, there was a chapter in his life where he was bereft and he couldn't be consoled. There are chapters in life where lo aleinu, people feel very broken. But yet, even though at one moment there is that sof, but there's also the saf. That's also the gateway to something else. And Rav Kook talks about this, that how certain doors that close and crises that occur can open doors to something else in ways that maybe we don't appreciate or we don't see in the moment, or we wouldn't wish on anybody, but they are not just a sof, but also a saf. And it shouldn't be discouraging, because Zeh Sefer told us to Adam, a person realizes in their own life, they're going through that, you know, that complex development. But that complex development, each time it's molid davar chadash. It birthed something new. So Yehuda somehow ended up with this woman. It's hard to understand what that was. But that sof, that end of the way that we saw Yehuda as like the big prince, the perfect leader, yeah, that birthed the Melech HaMashiach. It birthed the capacity for tshuva. So within that Sefer told us HaAdam, we see that something that might be perceived as a sof is really a saf, because it's part of this greater plan. So that's number one. But number two, now we can understand maybe why the Torah wants to emphasize the Sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Because it's crucial, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know that of all the stories in the Chumash, we need to make sure that we have really, really leaned into the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which at the end of the day is the story of us feeling trapped, feeling we're at the sof, at the Yam Suf, at the sof, at the edge of the water. We thought, Bo Mayim HaNafesh, we thought we can't take it anymore. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll take you one more step. It's a redemption story. And maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know that if all the Sefer told us to Adam that we have to tell our children, and more importantly, we have to tell ourselves, is the story that the Ribbono Shel Olam is carrying us of Asher Ga'alanu. Ani Hashem Elokecha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzeicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I took you out of Egypt, and I'll take you out again in the future. It's the personal Yetzias Mitzrayim that we need to tell ourselves. Of all the stories Hashem wants you to know, we're going to get all of them, but maybe don't get stuck on Cain killing Hevel in your life. Maybe there's a moment of that, but that's not the big narrative. The big story is Yetzias Mitzrayim, that Ribbono Shel Olam carries us, Al-Kafi Nisharim. Now, we might not see the end of that story. That Sefer told us all of them might take a long time to appreciate and to understand, but that's, I think, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to take away. Because there are these conflicting things. And maybe that's why Rabbi Nachman said that mikol machlokas nasa sefer. From every machlokas, from every dialectic, emerges something new. Humeshivu metaritz va'al yedeze nischad shim etzlo kama svarim. Through this, several new books are written. Or what we would say now, new stages in the Sefer Toldos HaAdam, of our Toldos HaAdam, are being written. That friction, that challenge, that back and forth, which is a struggle, it actually perhaps gives a new opportunity. Somehow, it was through the challenge of Yetzias Mitzrayim that we emerged as a people. How do we experience the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Seder night? Through what mechanism? What's the mode? It's through asking and answering. She'ela u'tshuva. It's through machlokas, so to speak. It's through that back and forth. And so, instead of seeing the Sefer Toldos HaAdam of the last couple of years, which was so, for so many people was so devastating, it's so difficult, we can realize that Sefer Toldos HaAdam is to be expected. It's to be understood that there are periods of famine and there are periods of plenty. And why that is, that's part of the ultimate mystery of the world. Why the Ribbono Shel Olam had to put the Laila before the Yom. Why there had to be darkness before light. Why there had to be Mitzrayim before we had Geula. But somehow this Meitzar, This, and it's not before Pesach, but the word matzah also means, I'm fascinated by the fact that many Hebrew words mean opposite things, the same word meaning opposite things for obviously important reasons. The word matzah also means to squeeze out the essence, but it also means matzos, means like mitzah, means to fight, to struggle. So what we're saying is, Nikol Machlokas Nasa Sefer, our life is a book of Machlokas, of episodes that are Kain and Hevel, and that are Yetzias Mitzrayim, that are the Tlunos, the complaints of the Misonanim, and the Maimon Har Sinai moments. That's our life. Ze Sefer Toldos HaAdam. That's our story. We have a complete story. But Rabbi Nachman wants us to know that Mikol Machlokas Nasa Sefer. That becomes our book. That's what the Rebbe Olshem wants from us, is to write that book, to tell that story. That Sefer becomes our Sipur. And from that, we become part of this greater narrative. This Sefer told us, Adam, that Rebbe Olshem saw Mitchila Vad Sof, and that somehow all of these challenges and all of these episodes are going to fit into something greater. And so maybe it gives us a little bit of chizuk to contextualize some of these episodes in life, to realize that Rabbi Nachman is telling us that Mikol Machlokas Nasa Sefer, from every struggle, from every setback, somehow we can make that into part of our Sefer, part of our Sipur, part of our story, to continue to write that story of Zeh Sefer Toldos HaAdam. Thank you all for coming. Invite you to continue to come back. When is next week?
Next week is Rabbi Danishevsky.